And good day everyone, it's Mac. And I am now back home from my little vacation down in East Yorkshire. I'm actually out on the bike now. It is 4:40 p.m. We arrived home just about an hour ago and just unpacked the car, and I had to shoot over to the surgery to pick up our prescriptions for medications and take them up to the local pharmacy we use so that it can be collected tomorrow sometime. So it's good to be back home, and it's good to be back on the bike. I really need to be on the bike much, much more. I'm going to set a mantra for the next month to start building up mileage on the bike and to get rid of the weight I put on over in America. And I never shook off between that and the Yorkshire holiday. And I just didn't eat an awful lot in Yorkshire, but then again, I wasn't exercising, driving the car mostly. The whole trip was just under 600 miles. No, I tell a lie. I'll check that when I go back, but it was 250 down, about 250 back. It's 500, and we've certainly done a couple of hundred down there. So I'm guessing the whole trip was probably somewhere in the region of 700 miles, which is pretty normal for us if we travelled down to Yorkshire. So anyway, it was a good little mini break Monday through to Friday. Although we travelled up, left the caravan site at 9 o'clock this morning, and just sort of drove up, stopped for a break, and carried on. So that break is over. Back to reality, back to extra long grass, back to seeing the fact that the weather has not improved here, that my pond's still under 16 degrees, that everything is still sodden. That as I cycle through the little path, you know well from my audio views of past that I either walk or cycle through, that the burn, as you would call it, a stream, the burn is well up. So I'm guessing there's been a heck of a rain during the past week. And going by the undergrowth, it's getting up to shoulder high in this little, either side of this little pathway. So yes, it was a good holiday. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was nice to visit old places, old favourites, and actually to see the number of people that were still frequenting them on holiday. I mean, we had many of a Scots voice down there, but we had accents from all over England, so obviously lots of people down there on holiday. And it was great, you know, just having that day. A little break. I know people may say, well, you were away in America and Las Vegas and everything else. Hi, Pat.
Hiya.
Hi, Alan. It was great, but it's a different kind of holiday, and when we go on our mini breaks over here, it really is just a chill out, laid back, potter around the back roads kind of thing, walk beaches, and so it was great. Absolutely loved it. Our next one is in 3 weeks' time, when we go to Nairn, Loch Loy Caravan Park in Nairn. That's an old favourite of ours as well. And then I think it's 3 weeks or 4 weeks, or 3 weeks or so after that, we go back down to Haggerston for our second turn of the year. And following that, about 3 weeks after that, we go to Weems Bay Holiday Park, which is a beautiful place. It looks right over to Rossie. It's a gorgeous area. Weems Bay, there's nothing at Weems Bay, trust me, apart from the caravan park and the station terminal. But anyway, I'll talk about that another time. I'm wandering on now here. I'm trying to concentrate and keep my booze reasonably short instead of rambling, which isn't easy for me, as you know. So it was a good holiday, and I've got to see in some responses from Sarah, that Where I had been down there, she'd also been, and she'll know when I was talking about the my audio booze down there, exactly what I was talking about. And I hope others that were listening know these areas, because if you've never been to East Yorkshire, to the East Yorkshire coast, from Whit Bay down through Robin Hood's Bay, Filey, Scarborough, Bridlington, and well, you probably won't know Barnston, it's such a tiny little place. And down to Hornsey, you'll know that, and that carries on right down to Witheronsey. And it's a beautiful coastline area, so if you've never been and you get the opportunity to go there, I highly recommend it. And yeah, give it a go. Whether it be digs or caravan or camping, it is a beautiful area, I highly recommend it. And if you go at the same time we went, it's normally the same week we go, if we can manage to get it booked. This week, I think it's the 18th of, well, or thereabouts, 18th of July. The pretty famous Driffield show, agricultural show, is on. And you know, the funny thing was that the forecast for that Wednesday was absolutely dire. We saw the forecast before we went down. We saw the forecast on the local news when we were down there. And the Wednesday was supposed to be absolutely horrendous. And it turned out to be the loveliest day of the whole week. How wrong was the weather forecasters? They really were. And the guy that organised it was on the television the following day. He was really chuffed with himself that he hadn't panicked and cancelled the whole thing because of the weather forecast. He said that 39 exhibitors, some of them major, had cancelled because of the weather forecast. But the footage showed you all that went on in beautiful sunshine, an absolutely gorgeous day. And it just shows you, it's terrible how they can, the guy could have panicked and cancelled the whole event and then been sitting in his house wondering why the hell did I just go ahead with it. But the Driffield show is an amazing thing. It's just everything to do with the land that you can think of, and everything in between, including the farmers' wives baking and the you know, crop growing and local produce and shooting and hunting and four-wheel drive vehicles to make your eyes goggle. It's a wonderful show. So if you ever do go to East Yorkshire, try and go find out when the Driffield show is on. And it's always midweek, it's always a Wednesday. Try and find when it's on and go along to East Yorkshire and make a point of going to Driffield on that day, weather permitting, but please, ignore the weather forecast. But get up in the morning, and if it looks as if it's going to be nice, just get in your car and go. Because you'll have a fantastic day from when you get there till probably about midnight. So, I'm back home. Kind of out of breath because of my obesity, or my slight obesity at this present time. But nice to be home to my pond garden. Extra long garden, I should say. But it's always nice to come home, isn't that a funny thing? No matter where you go, whether it's a week in East Yorkshire, 5 days in fact, or 2 weeks in Las Vegas, or a month in the Bahamas, when you get home, isn't it nice? You come home and go, it's a lovely house, and like where we are, it's just nice. It's a good feeling to be able to be happy to come home. I know many aren't in that position. I know I wasn't. We weren't in that position for many a year when we were turned the corner at the top of the road and thought, my God, what are we coming back to now? And thankfully, that was many, many, many years ago. And every time we come home from here, whether it's a week or a fortnight or 3 weeks or whatever, it's always a joy to turn in our drive and get out the door and get out the car at our front door or home. And that's a great feeling in itself. So, bye for now. I've loads of catching up to do, by the way, but that is another story. Bye for now.